るよな。Greetings, my Audio Mo participants. I hope you are doing well and glad to have you along. I'm actually here in my living room today, and I'm recording with a set of binaural earbuds, the Sennheiser, I believe they are, and they're the AmbioSmart headset. So you should hear. So what am I tapping? I'm actually tapping a little plastic paper bowl, rather, of carrots, and they are my puppy's favorite. So I wanted to include him in today's recording because, first of all, he's adorable. Second of all, it's hashtag Waggly Wednesday. Yes, it is. It's hashtag Waggly Wednesday. Hi, baby. And there's my husband. He doesn't have a tail, but we'll still include him in Waggly Wednesday.
What?
Do you want a carrot, Jeremy? So, I just came on here to talk to everyone and see how everyone's doing today, and I didn't really have a huge thing planned, but I knew I wanted to do something with my dog because it is Waggly Wednesday. I do have something planned for Throwback Thursday, though. It is Waggly Wednesday. I found a file on my hard drive with some really wacky dude, and for Throwback Thursday, this is going back to 2010. Which I believe, if I'm hearing the rumor right, this is the 11th Audio Mo? 11 years?
Chomp, chomp.
So why am I making a big deal about him eating carrots? Well, for one, it's absolutely adorable to hear him crunch, 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 crunch. I have to give him a midday snack because right now he's on prednisone. Labs are hungry by nature, but earlier, about a month and a half ago, he came down with a really bad infection, and we couldn't find the source of it. After blood work, x-rays, antibiotics, the doctor finally settled on steroids. Now, he did have an infection, which the antibiotic cleared up, but he was still very sick. And so the antibiotics took away the infection. We did blood work to see where this was going on. And we also did, a throat exam, a sedated throat exam, and that's when the doctor found he had inflammation in his nasal passages, and there was a lot of mucus coming out. Like, even after the antibiotics had been given, it was still pretty rough on him, my poor baby. This one's a tiny carrot. You're gonna have to eat it out of my hand. Yes. I should turn this way so they can get a better binaural sound of you eating carrots. So, at one point, though, he was so weak and he didn't want food. I mean, we tried everything from giving him chicken and rice. We did the bland diet. We tried giving him meat, like, in the kibble. We tried just giving him meat with broth. We tried just broth. The thing that actually made us settle on the throat exam, unfortunately, was the fact that he would hardly eat food. But when it came to ice, he would eat ice just like he's eating these carrots right now. He would just... So these are baby carrots, by the way. But I noticed during the day he tends to get very, very hungry. So, and I think we're going to do one more carrot, and that's going to be it. Only because carrots tend to have a lot of sugar. So, and it's a vegetable that Mom likes, too. I do like carrots. They're actually good for you. And now my dog is like, why are you eating them and not me? What? No, he's got a really crazy, crazy appetite now, which is good. At one point, he didn't eat for 4 days straight. I almost lost this boy this year. I'm so glad to have him. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think that's enough carrots for you. So, we're going to put these leftover carrots in baggie. So, we finally got him to start eating. When she gave him the prednisone, he actually started eating like crazy, which was good because in the whole process, he's been sick for a month. And in the whole process, he lost a good 10 pounds. And, you know, for people who obviously weigh a lot more than dogs, that's really not a big, you know, it's really not a huge deal, 10 pounds. But for a dog, that's a big deal, losing 10 pounds. I'll save these for later, sweetheart. There's about six of them. But during the day, I'm noticing he's panting a little bit more, like, Mommy. Like, and I think it's just because of the steroid. But we finally got him to eat. And that's the main important thing. Is that I got my boy to eat and he's a lot healthier. And I'm not usually a fan of steroids. Whenever I have issues with my tendonitis and things are going on, the doctor's like, okay, time to give you the prednisone again. And I'm like, no. You know, I mean, it helps. They do the job, but prednisone makes me moody. It makes me kind of blah, you know. So I never really liked prednisone. Also, my husband took prednisone earlier this year. And he was the same way. Zappa, I found your marrow bone. There you go. Okay. He's got his marrow bone. And that's another thing. Ever since this steroid's been given, he has been tackling a marrow bone quite a bit. It's basically just a bone that has marrow in it. And they love that stuff. I'm just so glad to see him doing so much better. The thing with Zappa is I've had a lot of health scares with him. And this was the most difficult to deal with. One, because it lasted for a month and a half. And we were waiting and hoping and wondering, you know, what's the diagnosis? I mean, we tried everything from blood work to x-rays of his belly. It did confirm that there are some arthritic changes in his lower spine. So, and on one side of his throat, he has something called laryngeal paralysis. So the exams, even though they didn't really offer much other than, you know, well, the inflammation in his nasal passages, which she helped clean all the mucus out with a saline nasal flush, but the inflammation was still there, so that's why the steroid. So the x-rays and the throat exam told me a lot about the stuff that he's having. Everything that he does have is very typical of a dog his age. He turns 9 this month, so on the 18th of June, we're going to do something special for his birthday. I'm going to see if I can go get him a cupcake from a local bakery for dogs called Bones and Scones. And but he's having the time of his life with this marrow bone. He's really enjoying himself. And that's the main thing. That's what I want to see. I want to see him having fun and just, you know, enjoying playing with these marrow bones. But all throughout his life, I mean, the year after I got him, he got a really bad bacterial infection. And dogs normally get sick a lot, you know, like humans do. We're not, no one's perfect. Even though you could have the healthiest dog ever. Which reminds me, I do have to call the vet. I just got some glucosamine for him, but I'm going to wait. It's a joint care for dogs. I'm going to talk to the vet and see what the proper dosage should be for him, because I got him a particular supplement, but I don't want to overwhelm his system right now because he's taking steroids. Now he's going to be taking it once a day. He was taking it twice a day for a week. But I think starting tomorrow he takes them once a day. But yeah, he's doing much, much better. But I've had everything from dermatitis to inner and outer ear infections. That was pretty painful. And there was one time I had, he had a severe bladder infection where they found crystals in the urine. So he's had some quite a bit of health scares, and for somebody, for, you know, this is my first dog, and that takes a lot out of you, because you want them to be happy, you want them to be healthy, and sometimes you don't know the answer, and they can't tell you what hurts them. I mean, you have a little kid that comes to you and says, "Mommy, my stomach hurts." At least you can pinpoint the symptoms somewhat. Obviously, a kid's not going to know everything either, but it's just like a little kid. It's like, "Mommy, this hurts, but I don't know how to tell you." On one side of his throat, he has this laryngeal paralysis. I've never even heard of that. So, like, all the stuff that he has going on with him, the arthritis in the lower spine, all that stuff, that's all typical of dogs his age. Just sitting here listening to him playing with that bone. A few weeks ago, guys, he didn't eat for 4 days straight. He did nothing but lay on the couch. And it was even hell trying to get him up to go potty. And you know, usually dogs love to go for their walks. He was so lethargic. And just to see him, it's almost like having a new dog. It just feels so good to have him back. And just to hear him playing with that marrow bone. The day that it came in the mail, he wanted nothing to do with it. And now look at him. I don't think that bone's going to last very long. Part of it could be the steroids. Part of it could be just he needs something to do. But, you know, these bones are good for their teeth. I'm sure those who have dogs will know. You know, they love getting at these bones. And, you know, they have a good time doing it. So... But yeah, this is my boy. I'm just gonna not say anything for the last minute or so here and just let you guys hear him play with his bone. So. Okay, guys, that's gonna do it for today. I really hope you guys enjoyed this time with my furry boy and I. Just goes to show you, you know, every day you have with your loved ones is a gift. I think that's another beautiful part that we're all learning to appreciate much more now. Because the pandemic, whether we lost someone during the pandemic or we couldn't see our loved ones. So, give everyone hugs and be safe. See you tomorrow.